Continuing with our preparation for Hajj, today I'd like to look very briefly at the instructions provided by Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam for those going for Hajj. Imam says, when you intend to go on Hajj, empty your heart for the sake of Allah of any preoccupation which makes you unmindful of Him. Entrust all your affairs to the Creator and rely on Him for what you do and what you do not do. Submit yourself to the divine fate, decisions and destiny. Say farewell to the world, its comfort and people. Discharge what you owe others. Don't rely on your provision, your means of transportation, your friends, your physical power, your youth and wealth. For Allah may turn all of them as your enemies, so that you will know there is no power or option but with Allah, without whose assistance no one can succeed. Then be prepared for Hajj like one who has no hope of returning home. Behave well with your co-travellers. Observe the timings of Salah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perform what is your duty on courtesy, patience, tolerance, gratitude, compassion, generosity and self-sacrifice all the time. Then purify yourself with the water of Tawbah. Put on the garments of truthfulness, sincerity, humbleness and modesty. Get rid of whatever keeps you away from Allah's remembrance and obedience to Him. Say labbaik to Allah with pure, flawless and a pure, chaste heart while you have laid hold on the firmest handle. Do tawaf of the throne with your heart amongst the angels in the same way as you do tawaf the house with other Muslims. Perform the harwala, that is walking the fast pace between Safa and Marwa, that is escape from base desires with all your power and strength. Come out of your ignorance and wrongdoings when you leave Makkah for Muna, and never desire what is not lawful or you are not worthy of. Confess of your wrongdoings in Arafat. Renew your covenant with Allah on His oneness and approach Him. Fear Him at Muzdalifah. Make your soul ascend to heaven by climbing up the mountain. Cut the throat of base desires and greed by offering the sacrifice of an animal. Throw away lust and miserliness and meanness and all blameworthy acts through the stoning of the Jamarat. Do away with the internal and external flaws when you shave your head. Enter the sanctuary of Allah by ridding yourself of all desires when entering the Haram. Visit the house in order to honor its owner and to know his glory and magnanimity. Touch the black stone while you are content with what he has given you and you have become humble before his greatness. Say farewell to everything except Allah in the last tawaf. Purify your soul. Prepare for meeting Allah by staying in Safa. Be fair-minded and dissolve yourself in His attributes when you're in Marwa. Be firm on and faithful to the pledge you have given to Allah by which you have performed your Hajj until the Day of Judgment. And be it known to you that the reason Allah has made Hajj wajib and has allocated it to Himself when He said in Surah Al Imran, Ayah 97, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجَّ الْبَيْتِ مِنْ إِسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, when He said that the pilgrimage to the house is incumbent upon human beings for the sake of Allah, upon everyone who is able to undertake the journey, Rasulullah ﷺ has devised its rites in this way, and the reason is that He is to remind us of death, of the grave, being raised to life, and the Day of Judgment. And finally, a quote from Hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi is the words of Allah reported by the prophets and their successors. And there's a beautiful quote which says, I am not contained in the earth nor in the heavens, but I am contained in the soft and tranquil heart of my believing abd. Do you know something? Whoever goes to Mecca on foot, or in other words, by physical means, will do the tawaf of the Kaaba. But whoever goes there with his heart present, the Kaaba will do his tawaf. It's an amazing opportunity. Inshallah, we will continue with our preparations for Hajj and we will look at the stages of Hajj as well as the days go by.